our home group.
know upon you that you are not one of God's children. You know that your faith has been healed. You know that you are not being able to stand in front of God. You know that if the creation flees away from the face of God, you surely cannot stand. And in the name of Jesus, we as representation from the face of God, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. First of all, in the name of Jesus, you try to intimidate me, but you can't do it. You did intimidate me. Come on. You can intimidate me, demon. You know you can. See that from the face? Oh my God, I just keep reading scriptures to you. That's all. Give the Lord a chance to blow you down to lower than it goes up and where you are, demon. You know that you're lower than low. You're stone. You're nothing. And because the blood of Jesus is surrounding you, it's just smothering you and making you lower. Lower and lower. Yeah, that's right. You're trying to push back in there, but you know you can't do it. You know the blood of Jesus is cleansing all of it right now in the name of Jesus. You know that. You know that in the name of Jesus. You know that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you know that. And the godly love of God is flowing through us. It's flowing through Elizabeth. It's flowing through Stan and Mom. In the name of Jesus, I command you, demon, to come out. In the name of Jesus, you come out. Come out. All right, demon, in the name of Jesus, I command you with the authority of the Lord God Himself, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. I'll stay yet. I command you to come out of the belly right now in the name of Jesus. You're going to come out of the belly. You come out of the back. You come out of any place that you're wired into. I just made you want to know it's a wedge to keep shoved that wedge in there so you can't slide back down. You're straight up and you're going to keep coming up in the name of Jesus. You will not go down in the name of Jesus. You are coming up. Come on, demon. Come on. We're not playing games. Come on. We're not playing games. Come on. You come out in the name of Jesus. You come out in the name of Jesus. You know you've been defeated. You know you've been defeated, demon. Look at me, demon. Look at me in the name of Jesus. I command it. I command you, demon, to look at me in the name of Jesus. Look at me in the name of Jesus. Demon, look at me in the name of Jesus.
Just
I found it.
somebody else took it over from the other mother, and the other took it over from the other mother, and the other took it over from the
Thank you.
not put out in Jesus' name. Counterfeit, put out in Jesus' name. Philanthropist, put out in the name of Jesus. Philanthropist, put out in Jesus' name. A sloth, a lazy, a lethargy. Leviathan, put out in the name of Jesus. Find that Leviathan, pray Leviathan to wake up in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we just ask for your wisdom. We ask for your discernment, Lord. And Lord, we ask for your angels to do that, to wrap that through the beauty, that we might get it out of the name of Jesus. Keep here, Sukkot, Makandaya, Makandaya, Makandaya. We have to do this, Sukkot, 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 Makandaya. We have to do this,
Thank you.
that you tell us to listen to what you say, of ignoring what we say, not acknowledging what we say, to the Abraham on the earth. For every second that we do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, we are being bound tighter. We are being pressed to you more. The blood of Jesus is covering you more. For every second that you deny the authority and power of Jesus Christ and the authority that he has given us, you're being drawn higher. And your faith is going to be worse. For every second that you refuse to listen to the commandments of God and to the word of God, your rebellion will get you nowhere, even. Because for every second you stall, for every second you try to act like nothing's happening, for every second you slip back down in that state, for every second, your faith is going to be worse. For every second that happens, meaning the enemy, your faith is going to be worse. You're just making it harder on yourself. You're making it harder on yourself, meaning right now you can just see the hope. The angels are trying to urge you, the godly ropes, the three fold coil that can easily be broken, is being tied around you, and they're pulling it tighter. And they're pulling it tighter, and you're being suffocated and strangled. And you can't help it, demon. You can't help it, demon. Fine, but in the demons, demon, you're bound completely. You're bound completely by the blood of Jesus. You're bound completely by the blood of Jesus. You're bound completely by the blood and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're bound completely by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, demon. Come on, demon. Come on, demon. I call you out in the name of Jesus. Come on, demons. You know you're going to have to go. You know you're going to have to go, demons. You know you're going to have to go, demons. You know you're going to have to go. You have to go, demons. It's been decreed. For all of that, what we were able to do, it was decreed that you were going to leave. You knew it. Even if your faith is sealed, even way back to the beginning of time, you knew your faith is sealed and you have to come out of a little bit. And that time has now come. I stir you up, demon. I stir you up, demon.
And his Holy Ghost gave us the breath of life and his agony that God breathed into Adam to create them. And his Holy Ghost came in the upper room with a wind of fire. And his Holy Ghost came into us. I blow on you now, demon. I blow on you now to release you and get you out of there. I get up out of there, Jesus. Get off of you. Thank you.
For who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or sword, or sword? For it is written, for thy sake we shall be killed all the day long. I turn the sheep to the slaughter. No, and all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love that is in Christ Jesus, of our Lord.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor. Thy saying to you, love your enemies.
No.
For if ye love them which love you, for they love to close standing. He will hate the one and love the other. Shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love the uttermost rooms of peace. The love of many shall wax cold. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. To love him with all the heart. And to love his neighbor as himself.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels. And to go not, neither was there place then any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that all serpents by the devil and Satan through the whole world. He was cast down into the earth, and his angels were cast out of him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now comes salvation and strength.